The St. Louis Cardinals meet the Boston Red Sox tonight in Game 1 of the World Series. They'll be playing at Fenway Park in Boston. The build-up to this series has been full of nail-biting, edge-of-your-seat drama. Joining us now for a preview of tonight's game is NPR's Tom Goldman. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Jennifer.
So the last round of these playoffs is going to be a hard act to follow.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's really hard to top two playoff series that went the maximum seven games and included the Red Sox coming back from being down 3-0 against the hated Yankees and then winning 4 straight. The greatest baseball comeback ever. So, yes, it's absolutely a hard act to follow. But make no mistake, they can do it.
Well, what are we looking forward to in this series?
Well, if you like great pitching, both teams have it. If you like great defense, just watch Boston catcher Jason Veritek control a game, or the Cardinals' Jim Edmonds make acrobatic catches in the outfield. And hitting, kaboom. I mean, if you like dramatic home runs, these teams can supply them in buckets. I mean, powerful lineups. The Red Sox have David Ortiz, Trot Nixon, Manny Ramirez, whose bat was pretty quiet against the Yankees, so he's due. And then St. Louis has a veritable murderer's row with Albert Pujols and Scott Rolen and Jim Edmonds.
Now, history here may not rival the Red Sox-Yankees match, but the Red Sox and the Cardinals do have a history, don't they?
They certainly do. You're right. It doesn't rival the one with the Yanks, but they've played two tightly contested World Series in 1946 and 1967. St. Louis won both of those in seven games.
How will that affect this famous Boston pathology we've heard so much about?
Yes, the Boston pathology. There is a debate raging up here right now in Boston about the famous curse, or should we say the infamous curse. Boston sold the great Babe Ruth, the Bambino, to the New York Yankees in 1920. The Red Sox have not won a World Series since then, and people call it the curse of the Bambino. Now, some are saying the curse has been reversed because the Red Sox beat the Yankees in that playoff series we were just talking about, but some say that's just balderdash. You got to win a World Series before the curse is gone. So that's raging. The man who authored The Curse of the Bambino, Dan Shaughnessy, a columnist for the Boston Globe, even wrote a column saying, forget what I said. The curse is not off. It'll only be off when the Red Sox win the World Series.
In celebrations in Boston earlier this week, there was one fan killed. I'm wondering about security for the games now. Is there concern?
Yeah, there is, and that's a sad and scary part of this whole story. The young woman, a 21-year-old college student, was killed in the post-game reveling after the Red Sox beat the Yankees. The Boston officials say there will be more police on the streets, and they say they'll be ready to make mass arrests if they have to. They've also asked bar owners around Fenway Park to reduce the waiting lines and to keep TV cameras out of the bars so as not to induce more crazy behavior. I guess people love cameras. And I should say that police say they may suspend the use of pepper spray pellet guns, the kind of weapon that that tragically killed that young woman Thursday morning.
NPR's Tom Goldman in Boston. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Jennifer.
Petra Mayer directed tonight's broadcast, Deborah George edited, and Walter Ray Watson produced the program with Devar Ardalan, Tracy Wall, Tina Tennyson, Kim Kokich, and Rashika Kaul. The senior editor is Martha Wexler. Our technical director is Stu Rushfield with audio engineers Peter Alina and John Widoff. Audrey Wynn is assistant managing editor. The newscast producer is Diane Scholar. And I'm Jennifer Ludden. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. Thank you.